This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The remaining signatories to the 2015 International Pact to Restrain Iran's Nuclear Weapons Development at all voiced concern Tuesday that Tehran had exceeded the limit of how much low-enriched uranium it could stockpile. Britain, France, Germany, and the European Union said in a joint statement they had been consistent and clear that their commitment to the nuclear deal depended on full compliance by Iran. They urged the Islamic Republic to refrain from further measures that would undermine the accord. The three countries and the EU said they are urgently considering next steps after Iran announced Monday that it had crossed the 300-kilogram limit of its stockpile of enriched uranium. That's a claim that was later confirmed by the United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the Iran nuclear deal last year. There's still anger and concern in Hong Kong after a day after dozens of protesters stormed Hong Kong's legislative building, potentially dividing the city's massive and largely peaceful protests. Thousands of demonstrators used the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China to break into the building on Monday. They roamed the hallways and defaced walls with spray paint and anti-Beijing graffiti. U.S. Consul General Kurt Tong says the United States would have preferred not to have violence.
The view of the United States is that the right for freedom of expression is both most effective and most proper when it is exercised peacefully. And so the United States, like many people, was disappointed to see the violence and vandalism yesterday in the Legislative Council.
While the protest coincided with the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to China. You're listening to VOA News. European Union leaders have chosen the new heads of the 28-nation bloc's institutions after a three-day deadlock triggered by deep divisions among members. European Council President Donald Tusk said Tuesday that German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen was named President of the European Commission and Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel was named the Council President. Lawmakers are set to choose the President of the European Parliament Wednesday in Strasbourg. The President of the Algerian Parliament, quit on Tuesday after prolonged demands for his removal by protesters who saw him as a pillar of the ruling elite. Reuters cites Anahar TV and a parliamentary source. Meanwhile, several hundred Algerian students and teachers demonstrated in Algiers against the government for the 19th consecutive week. They are calling for the release of political detainees, including recently arrested demonstrators. Authorities have postponed a presidential election previously planned for July 4th because of a lack of candidates. There's no new date set. Scientists in Australia say they have used artificial intelligence to develop a powerful new vaccine against the flu. The team from Flinders University believes it's the first time a computer has used its own machine learning to design a new drug for use in people. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
They say it's the start of a new era in artificial intelligence research. Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky is from Flinders University in Adelaide.
We took existing drugs that we know work. We took examples of drugs that don't work or have failed, and we essentially showed all of that to the AI program called SAM, came up with its own suggestion of what might be an effective adjuvant, which we then took and tested, and sure enough, it worked.
A clinical trial will soon start on 240 volunteers in the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. clinical trial is sponsored by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is part of the U.S. National Institutes of Health. And the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is investigating a report that current and former Border Patrol agents are part of a Facebook group posting racist, sexist, and violent posts about immigrants, about migrants, and Latin American lawmakers. The ProPublica investigative site says the post includes sexually explicit images and remarks mocking migrant deaths. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.